consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. I am so excited for this show here today. It's going to be in a really different kind of show. And this is going to be a show for you if you've ever thought about awakening and expanding your creative soul and your voice through a musical portal. And if you're desiring to add music to your meditations you already guide people through, your own meditation album perhaps, or have you ever thought about having your own musical energy signature? Well, this is the show for you, my loves. And before we tune in further into this show, I would love to invite check in to see how it's been going for you this year in your business. How has it been going with your 2022 goals? And if you haven't already connected with me in my free masterclass, How to Boldly and Unapologetically Market Your Business and Attract Full Body Yes Clients, I invite you to go to the show notes and grab that. Booty in there. So, oh my gosh, I can't wait. And you know, being bold and unapologetic requires us to be vulnerable, bravely vulnerable. And in fact, I'm going to be showing up in that depth of vulnerability today. I feel like I have no problem being vulnerable, but like this, like, level vulnerability here on this show today, as I have my special guest, my soul brother, and my friend Marcus Fung. No, we're not related, although interestingly enough, yes, we have the same last name. We're both from the same city of Edmonton. And Marcus, I will share a little bit about how we met first. I don't actually remember. Funny enough, Marcus actually looks like my real biological brother, my baby brother. So it's really interesting how we're not. But hello, Marcus. So awesome to have you here, love. You guys are already hearing some of this musical talent. Marcus is actually the talent behind the album on Manifest More Money and Elevate Your Sales. And so you, if you have that album, he's the brilliant talent behind it. And if you don't have that album, I'll be sure to leave it in the show notes so that you can go and grab that. Yes. So before I get Marcus on stage here, and we formally start to jam, today is gonna be a really different show, like I said. Let me share a little bit about how amazing this man is. So Marcus Fung is a Chinese Canadian, like myself, a regenerative culture artist and facilitator of human potential. He mentors people to connect to the creative healing power of their voices by accessing the flow state. And you're going to be experiencing this with us today. So we invite you to play. Marcus loves to demonstrate how using the flow state and drawing on the rich experience of your own life, you can rediscover the magic in your message, the music in your heart, and the medicine in your life's storytelling. Aren't you guys already feeling soulgasmic about this? He publishes music for recording meditations under Higher Calling Music. He recently published his first online course, Using Your Voice to Transform Pain and Suffering, and is working on his second, Foundations for Ancestral Healing. Okay, I know all of you are like, yes, I want more. So Marcus's spare time, he likes to practice martial arts, which we just jammed about behind the scenes on Facebook Message. And he loves creating live looping music and play with his dog, Molly. Welcome, love.
Hi, Roslyn. Hi, everybody. And I got to say, Roslyn, you and I have been friends, kind of on the periphery, bumping into each other once in a while, even in our own city when you still lived in Edmonton. And I've been watching you grow and develop your business. And the whole soulgasmic, I got it, but now I really got it. When you were speaking, you're like, can you feel this? Yes. And you know what? It's so funny because, orgasm and this kind of, just this whole idea of the human beings, naturally we seek this kind of altered, not altered state, but maybe it's more to our true state, versus the kind of the conditioning and the shielding and the armoring and all and the kind of the numbing down and the nullifying of what it means to be human. And I think it was in a book that I was reading the other day, and it was saying that, how much time people actually spend based on their internet searches searching for a way to get out of this kind of state. And we could think of it as escape, but I think actually it's more like a yearning to get to our true nature, So soulgasmic, ecstatic flow state. I'm seeing the connection right now in this moment, and it's pretty exciting.
Oh, I love it. And my loves, I imagine that you can already feel Marcus's beautiful energy as he speaks. You can feel his frequency. Yes. And if you are even just listening to this on the podcast, I do encourage you to come onto my YouTube channel to watch this. The link again is in the bio. But there's something really magical when you get to also witness the visual. And come play with us visually. So Marcus, I don't know if you remember, but how we met was when I was on mat leave with my now 10-year-old son. So that was 10 years ago. And I had registered him into, what is it called, Music Today?
Oh, that's right. Music Together. That's right. Together.
That's right. And you were the teacher for the circle for parents and kids to really tap into our creative flow. Actually, now that I'm saying that, you've already been
totally. Oh my gosh! Yeah. Absolutely. That was the. And this is a great segue, Rosalind, to what we're talking about because although I create music, I had this realization. A lot of us have heard of, Simon Sinek's talks, start with the why, right? And he often uses Apple's example of we innovate, I can't remember what it was. And oh, by the way, we happen to make awesome computers. That was the whole thing, starting with their why. And as I've been kind of, working on this one branch of my business, which is creating music, something that I love to do, I realized that's just what I happen to do. I happen to create music, but what I'm really passionate about, soulgasmic about, is, and I've come, sometimes we have these discoveries accidentally, right? We're going on the journey, we're doing the things that everyone's telling us to do, we're observing. And I think as a creative, and maybe people out there listening, as a creative, those magic moments are discovered when you have that creative accident. It makes me think of that hot sauce. It's called Jamaican Mistake.
Oh yes, I love that hot sauce.
it's a creative process, and that means even if you go set out to do something, there's the wonder. For me, the wonder has come, and I know I'm not alone in this, but the wonder has come, when you have an accidental discovery that's almost better or even better than what you thought you were going to do. If that makes sense. And so what the making music is just kind of what I do, but why, you know, like you said in my bio, I feel like I'm a facilitator of human potential. And facilitator means to make easier. It comes from the French word facile. And so I always say this when I'm doing my facilitation trainings, I say to make easier. And what do I want to make easier? And I say, I want to make it easier, or my job is to help make easier what already wants to happen. Right. And that's why, you know, we're moving more and more to this natural state, which is like giving your gift. So music is one of the, is kind of what I do, but why I do it is because, you know, for some of us, we've been on this journey long enough. It's like we've put all this time into our own talents and gifts. And at some point it's like, oh, how do I help other people with this? You know, it just becomes a natural part of the path where you want to be in service, and you're like, you see all this latent potential everywhere. And I think about all this unused creativity, all this unused, you know, potential energy that I really believe the world could be in service to. And the more inner genius that we can help to unlock, the more, you know, the more.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll leave it there with you, because I could just keep ranting about that. But
no, I love this. I love this. I'm like, keep going. I'll just sit back. You guys might not hear from me today. Honestly, I'm just so mesmerized by what you're saying right now. And I'm just like, like, it just feels so good. And like, what's coming to mind is, as we're in creative flow, we actually, because at the very core of us, life force energy comes from our sexual energy, and that the highest level of our sexual energy is creative life force energy. And I love, Marcus, that you're tapping into this. This is the magic, this is the medicine, and I love that you call it that too. It really is. It's such a deep, profound, and that's why I really want to call it a portal. Like, it's deep, profound work that we're opening up to. And for me, and some of you in the audience might resonate with this, is I tell myself, or I used to tell myself, oh my God, I can't sing. I hope your ears are sing a happy birthday song. Clients, I'm like, I stop apologizing. So I'm just like, I'm just going to sing, because it's not about how quote unquote good or bad I am at singing. It's the heart behind it that matters. I decided to sing it because I always sing my words anyway. But what I'm really feeling into today is just, we set the intention for me to be that extra vulnerable, to just play in this space, Marcus, and let you guide me. And
I would love that.
And again, like, those beliefs of like, oh my God, I'm like singing on TV. Isn't very big. I'm just like, okay, I see you. That's just ego. Let's just put that aside, because that's not what it's about. It's not to be judged. Practice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can stay in that judgment and limit myself then, or I can allow myself to be playful, silly, off key, and be unapologetic about it. And I'm being bold in this experimenting of tapping into my own next level of human potential. So thank you.
I'm such in resonance with you right now, Roslyn. And let me see if I can help to set this context up for all the listeners, just as to, like, you know, why it's relevant. Because, you know, vocal empowerment and vocal coaching and stuff has been around for a while. And I think, you know, and as I keep diving into this work, I keep having more realizations. And one of my quotes, I heard you're not supposed to like quote yourself, but this is my own quote. It's like wearing your own band's t-shirt. I heard it's like a nene, but let's, you know, whatever. My quote is that it's easier.
I'm just going to say with my notebook.
It's easy to fall in love with someone else's voice. It's easy. I was listening to Dr. Bruce Perry, you know, speaking in his book with Oprah, you know, What Happened to You? And I'm like, oh my God, this man, he sounds so loving, so wise, so gentle, all these things. And it's so easy to fall in love with his voice. And so, you know, and so I talk about this in my online course that I'll talk about a little bit later. And I realized that it's easier not to listen to our own voice than to have to listen to the criticisms that we hear when we hear our own voice, you know? it's easier not to listen to our own voice at all, to listen to the criticism and the judgment and the shame. And, you know, those are cliche things that we hear, but there are certain vehicles that we have in this lifetime, like the voice is so revealing. That's why when you hear yourself on a thing, you're like, oh God, do I really sound like that? And you just want to like, what's the reaction? You want to like cover up, like you're covering up your naked parts or your shameful parts, or, you know, that part of that core human conditioning. And, you know, for me, Rosalind, like some people just have that, like, you know, we think singing is for those like divinely gifted people. Like, you know, they're just like, oh my God, they have this like raw power. And that's true. Some of us are that, but I've had to come, you know, like a different route, which is like to actually learn to hear myself. And to hear what's revealed in my voice. Like, sometimes I'm feeling too nasally, or, you know, like, or I'm feeling kind of like, you know, you can feel and sense them sometimes when you listen to yourself. And so that's why when I actually, there's times when I listen to myself that I'm actually cringe and I'm like, oh God. And it just takes me right to the deepest edge of myself. And in that way, that is why the human voice is such a powerful tool, a powerful vehicle. Let me just add one more thing to that, and then we're going to go to this cool happy birthday exercise.
Can I just actually pause?
Oh, tag.
Because you just said something really profound that I want to just highlight for all of us here, is that oftentimes, and so I'm coming from the world of speaking and, you know, really like coaching my clients on speaking and hearing what I hear in my communities is like, oh my gosh, I don't like the way I sound. I don't like the way I look on camera. And that literally kiboshes ourselves. That's kiboshing ourselves and blocking ourselves from tapping into our own human potential, our medicine that is available for us. But because of our ego, it stops us. And what I heard you say, Marcus, is that's the edge for us. That's exactly the edge. And it really parallels with what I often say. So I'm going to quote myself too, which is lean in to the triggers because that's where the medicine is. Totally. So I love the parallels in that.
It is literally the same doorway.
Yes.
You know, we can see it as being like, oh my God, people can see all of my shame and my skeletons and my closet that and my neuroticisms that I grapple with. Or we can also celebrate it as this like, as this incredible doorway. And, you know, and it doesn't, it's not, I want to quote myself again. It doesn't have to be, you said it's going to be easy, but it doesn't have to be difficult, you know? And actually with, you know, with flow psychology and stuff, it talks about, you know, you finding just the right level of challenge, you know, for you to launch into. You have to exert a little bit of effort. And so I wanted to share one last thing before we get into the exercise, Rosalind, because, you know, because this is such a, I don't know, are you feeling it? Like, it's such a potent I'm feeling it. And one of my mentors, Vicky Dodds, a long time ago, she told me, and, you know, and so, because for a moment, if we just put a couple hands out, you know, there's therapeutic singing and toning, kids' music classes. Yeah. And we're just like, la, 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 you know, and we feel liberated in that way. You know, some I've for many years, I felt liberated in that. And I thought I had let go of all my musical baggage. And then I had to record a kids' album and I heard myself and I was like, I literally, like, my heart sank to the bottom of my feet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I thought I got over all my vocal baggage, but I realized I didn't. And in that moment, I had to contend with the incongruency. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I had kind of mastered some level of like freedom in my voice, but, you know, in this kind of therapeutic context, you know, safe, loving environment, non-judgmental. And then, you know, one of my martial arts instructors, he says, you know, most people think that you know, mastering self-awareness is about being aware of yourself. But he says the mastery in the end comes with being aware of how other people are perceiving you. Mm. Now that seems totally backwards, right? You're just like, don't care what other people think and I'm just going to do whatever, right? If you care what other people think, you'll be their prisoner. And it's so true. But I think about those times and those moments where I'm unaware of my impact on other people. Or maybe we can think outwardly, oh, there's people that just like, they don't understand how they're being like this, they're being like that, you know? And so I'm coming into that stage of my practice where I want to, I'm challenging myself to move through the therapeutic freedom of singing and sounding and all those things, but it's like the longing to perform, you know what I mean? And the longing to perform comes, I believe, intrinsically, just like I heard you say, we have a belief in ourselves that we have something to share and only you can share it, you know?
There's only one us, there's only one you, right? And it's like the energy signature we each hold is so unique. There's no two that are alike. It's like we're like snowflakes.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes we can compare ourselves to other people, like, oh, there's all these other people doing this stuff that I already want to be doing. And it comes down to that really kind of like that paradox of like, you know, I'm so unique and I'm also just like everybody else. And I'm sorry, you know, like, so let's see if we can tie this into this exercise. Okay. And I wanted to just say that it's interesting, Rosalind, because, you know, when I hear you speak, I can feel your resonance. I can feel your comfort with your words. You've got a great grasp of that, you know, the language, and you convey the emotion. And I also hear you saying that, you know, singing is really vulnerable for you. And I want to just like, you know, maybe just put this out there that I know lots of people who are like great speakers. They can talk all day if they want to. But if you ask them to sing, it's like suddenly it's
that's really me. Great, right? That's me. So this is why I'm like, I'm totally stretching myself and I'm totally showing up at that next level.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, so let's make an agreement that since we're on TV, and you know, that's tricky because, you know, even we get good at like being on, you know, we get
performance.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're gonna find this kind of, see if we're gonna find this right thing. So my exercise is my first exercise is that you got to, you know, before, in order to transform your relationship, and that relationship usually is hung up on some idea of judgment, shame, you know, like embarrassment. Those are some of the qualities that prevent us from showing up and just embracing it as it is, right?
And it's for like me, I hear, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, sorry.
I was just gonna say, for me, it's like, because of my core wounding around believing that my value is in my doingness rather than my beingness, and then like it's never been enough. That was my wounding, which is why now my pain turned my purpose is let's really value our beingness even more than the doingness, and we lead with our beingness. And so through be, do, and have. And so I can see that perhaps this is like that, those core limiting beliefs around, I have to perform and I have to be quote unquote good, which is just a judgment anyway. Right? So I'm really aware of that. Also, I feel like I need to stand up. So I'm going to move my chair as you continue speaking.
Okay. Sure. It's that pressure that comes with singing. It's the cultural pressure, the self-imposed pressure that we have to be good at it. And it comes from people being like, oh, well, he's not a good singer or whatever. So we're going to move into a different realm here. And we're going to sing Happy Birthday. And I want you to try to sing it as out of tune as possible. Okay.
First of all, I'm like, no problem. Is this a reverse psychology thing? Because now I
don't. Let me demonstrate first a little bit, okay? Because let me just give you a bit of context, is because when it comes to performing, what I've discovered for myself is that it's like the voice is a reflection of the imprint of like how I use my life energy. And for me, as a young man growing into my maturity, I forced a lot of things to happen. I use my willpower. And for me, the way that my strain and my shows up when my voice is revealed is how hard I strain, how hard I effort. And so that's something I hate about my voice, because I can hear it, you know, but I'm learning to love it. So I'm going to just sing it, and we'll drop into another state, and I'm going, and I want you to really hang out and explore where it feels like. So I'll go first. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Marcus. Happy birthday to you. Feel like giving it a try?
Yes. So can you repeat the prompts again just so I can embody it?
Sure, sure. So I want you to use this the well-known tune of Happy Birthday. And it's just, you know, as you're going through the motions of singing it, when you feel those kind of like off notes, instead of trying to like make it sound nice, like, just see if you can hang out and just like let those really funky notes kind of, you know, let them hang out a bit, if that makes sense.
I already noticed my throat chakra trying to like, it's starting
perfect.
To close.
Perfect, right? Yeah. See if you can
perfect.
Go with it.
Perfect. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Roz. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, great. Hey, Roz, what did you notice in that round?
Where did that voice come from? And what was really interesting was, like, I'm really noticing myself, like my ego self, wanting to judge. So my ego, I'll speak on behalf of my ego. You know, when you sang, my ego wanted to say, WTF, that was amazing. And like, I could hear where you maybe on, it felt like on purpose, it was not amazing, but it still sounded amazing. And then my ego went, well, I'm just going to sing like how I normally would sing. And I'm not going to quote unquote try to be bad, because then I don't feel like that would be authentic. So I'm just going to sing. And what came through felt surprisingly better than I thought. So again, ego, and it felt like the reverse psychology like works on me.
Yeah,
I'm curious like what your witness was.
Okay, I'll tell you my witness. And again, this is, you know, remembering that a practice is something you do, you know, over and over again until you feel like you, and then in a good practice will unlock a deeper understanding each time you do it. And so the fact that you're having so much, I mean, A, we're kind of aware of the inner conflict that's going on. There's you know, sometimes we call it the inner critic, the inner coach, you know. And but what I noticed was like, I mean, you have a beautiful voice. It's like naturally resonant. And then of course we hear some of those kind of like in between notes, right? It's like, you know, and it's like when people, I think normally when people hear them, like, oh, okay, like, you know, it's just not a good singer. Like, you know, we have that normal conditioning to judge that way. Yeah. But when we empower ourselves to use the voice as a vehicle to like, for like as a mirror and as an entryway, I would say what I witnessed at that moment is that you demonstrated your natural capacity and majesty. Like, you already have access to it. And there's also, more importantly, it's like the struggle inside, right? With such a simple exercise, it's like, oh God, all right, you know? And so how do we harmonize and harness all of that energy into our authentic expression, right?
I love this because it's so much process of, I believe, life, and also growing our business, putting ourselves out there, asking for the sale, receiving the money. Like, it's all a similar process. And for me, somatically, so I was talking about what happened in my, you know, ego, my mind. But what I notice is when I let myself be in the present moment and just notice what's flowing through me, it didn't matter whether I sounded good or not. Like, freaking good. Like, it felt so alive. I felt just out even more. Like, I felt like the power in when I was really tapped in and just tuned in and just really, like, literally turned on in this moment. It didn't matter. Like, it was almost like no one else mattered. Like, not
totally. Yeah. It's like it's that moment of like liberation. And let me just see if I can build on that, Roslyn. I really believe that as human beings, you know, we need opportunities to where we don't have to hold back. Right. And, you know, I heard you say, I just wanted to like belt it and go. Yeah. Right. And I want to say, like, in my witnessing of myself and people around me, holding back is a really good skill. And it's all, and yet at the same time, it kills me, you know. I hold back my sexuality. I hold back my own ego, or trying to like not seem egotistical or trying to seem humble. I hold back my anger. And yet at the same time, I hold back my anger to protect other people. I hold back my anger for my commitment to nonviolence. I hold back my sexuality to try to not be like one of those, you know, icky guys. But then I hurt myself at some point, you know, holding back. So given the proper, like, you know, It's a skill, and it's also, we have got to find that place. And so one of my my philosophy is that we need a place where we don't have to hold back, where we can really give it. We can feel our own strength and our power and our connection without having to worry. And that's like a counter practice too. And maybe other people need the medicine of holding back more. You know, like, I know my mom is like always flying off the handle kind of thing. Sorry, mom. But, you know, and other people, like my dad is like held back his whole life. Right. And so,
ditto.
Yeah, you know. And so when you're talking about the vitality, that's what I want to come to. The vitality is like when you feel that like vital life force, and sometimes we can be so disconnected from that vital life source. So that, you know, when we recognize the vitality, it's like, wow. And, you know, and so I'm going to give you one quick exercise, okay? One of the things that I have developed is called the inner zoo meditation. And it's like it's kind of like a children's shamanic exercise. We're going to use the power of the animals to like not hold back and like just feel the fullness of it. So, you know, different animals have different gifts. So I'm going to say, Roslyn, let's do a horse. Let's do a horse together. I feel like this would be really good for us. I'm going to put my microphone out a bit just so I don't blast everyone's ears. And so I'm going to warm up. Right? And in that moment, I have to embrace the majesty. The power of the horse is helping me embrace that. So if you feel like it, Rosalind, I challenge you to give it a try.
I'm up for the challenge. Okay. Okay. So here we go. That's not like a horse. Yeah. That's better. It felt so playful.
Do you want to try one more time?
Yes.
Okay, I will do one and you do one, okay? We'll keep the flow
going. Are we doing the same animal or something different? I love it so much. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. I want to let you kind of land a little bit. And then if you feel like sharing what was your inner, you know, anything you noticed in that?
Yeah. So just on a sensation level, because I love focusing on the somatics and the sensation, it was just like letting go, like literally when we're doing that first part of, and then it was harder for me to do the second part. It felt like that got a little heady for me. I'm like, how does a horse actually sound? Like I go to my head and I'm like, I don't know. I sound like, so I'm just like, I just don't sound like a horse. That's okay. It was like, it felt good for my mouth to be.
Yeah. There was almost like a level of what I noticed. Like you hit this one point, and you're like, and it kind of like, oh, there was like a little something.
There was a little catch. Yeah, it got caught in the limit.
Okay, I want you to play with that in your own time. Okay. And for those who are listening to, let's try one more. Let's try. What's another animal that I think that has like, that could be like let's go very opposite. Do you want, let's say like kind of like a kitten purring?
Okay.
You know? So when we think of a kitten, what are some of the qualities that we feel like it has?
Soft. Depends on what kind of kitty, but soft and cuddly and cute. Quieter purring.
Yeah. I think of like innocence. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit and then I want you to go. Okay. And then, listeners, you give it a try too.
Okay, here we we go. It's so funny already. I can feel my, and I'm curious, audience, how you are doing, because I'm already feeling my throat chakra being like lumpy in here. I'm like, oh my God.
What happened? After
this, okay. Here we go. Okay, that was not a mouse. That was not a cat.
No, but can I just
make that like purry sound? I don't know.
It's like a fur ball. Rosalind, I know it's simultaneously this moment is like funny and hilarious, and simultaneously I want to appreciate that you actually, like, to me at least, I felt like you really led us into a very vulnerable place, you know. That's what someone who holds space, I just want to acknowledge that, because because the laughing is great, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, but sometimes we can, it's just like, it's an easier way to be like, ah, you
just
know,
burst it. Yeah, just
burst it. And it was genuinely funny too, right? So I just want to celebrate that with you. You said you're gonna come and be vulnerable, and I wanted to just, yeah, I wanted to
thank you. Well, this is an agreement that I set up for myself, and here, and showing fully in that what I preach about, being, because I think being bold actually means being vulnerable, not necessarily publicly, but like just allowing yourself to be on that edge. And this is my edge right here in this music portal. It's just like, yes, like tapping into a potential. I'm having so much fun at the same time. And there's a real like, yeah, this is really interesting. There's a real tenderness around it. And at the same time, I'm like, it's like, I'm allowing that to happen. For also, I know that this will also serve others to be like, okay, well, shit, they're doing it on TV. Oh, are you kidding me?
And by the way, I'm in like the easy position where I'm like, hey guys, like, you do this, and then, and what, like, you, I you know, I feel comfortable improvising mostly, but I go to the improv class and I'm like the last guy. I'm like, oh God, what if,
oh,
I,
my God, that would be, that's how I feel. Like, improv scares the bejesus out of me, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's something I need to get into as well. But I actually feel more called, as you and I were just chatting a couple days ago, I'm like, or maybe even yesterday, I was like telling you, I'm like, I actually want, I've been thinking about it for quite a while now.
Okay.
And to tap into, because as a professional speaker, what I'm noticing is I, you know, I'm very dynamic as a speaker. I speak with my emotions. There's definitely resonance and all of that. But what I notice is I actually get lightheaded. Even when I'm practicing, so I'm just like, okay, I'm not breathing properly, and I'm not projecting my voice in a way that allows my breath to be at its fullest expression, even if my voice, so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the edge right here.
Yeah. I can relate to so many of what you're saying, you know, and yeah, you know, I'll just plug my online course a little bit.
Yes,
and,
please. You know,
yeah, and really it's about, you know, waking up that, just, you know, affirming this living language, which is our bodies, our sensations, like you were saying, oh, lightheaded, you know, and it seems so simple, but actually quite often I just keep going on, right? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm like lightheaded. Oh, I got to go another gig. So I'll just kind of like push through, or you know, even the, I would say the most like mindful of folks, you know, because of the conditioning of our lives and the hustle and bustle of the modern, we can miss signals, you know, we have feelings that we don't want to acknowledge, don't know how to acknowledge, don't have time to acknowledge, and don't even know how to feel them, right? And so my course talks about, you know, using that as a gateway to begin working with the resonance of the voice, and not only the resonance of the voice, but waking up, you know, the language of our body, because I find a lot of my language has, of my intelligence of my body, has been locked up through the judgments of what I feel, because, oh, I don't want to feel that, or that's bad, I shouldn't feel that. And so when we can start shifting our relationship to our own feelings, I get this kind of ecstatic kind of like, oh my God, my body, I'm alive. And like, I've all these like it's like the miracle, the mindset comes, you know, and I realize that this is like a bio miracle. And, you know, I'm only just learning how to use a little bit of it, right?
I love this so much. There's just, I'm just, my whole soul is just like, oh, like I'm literally having soul guys. I'm just
and love it.
Describe about this, but also your movements, and you're so correct. And then what I'm thinking about is like, how many people on this planet walk around asleep and closed off and, you know, just not aware of their thoughts, not aware of their body, not aware of their energy, and just how your course, and what is the name of your course?
The name of the course is Using Your Voice to Transform Pain and Suffering.
Wow. Yeah. That is so powerful. Like just awakening and the biomiracle. I love that. I love that so much. The biomiracle. Because that's really what this is. It's awakening ourselves up to ourselves so that we can fully show up. And this is such a beautiful portal that you have created for us to really tap into. So thank you. Thanks, your gifts are just amazing, Marcus.
Thanks, Rosalind. It's been super fun to be on here with you. I'm like, we should do like a weekly or something.
Hey, you're picking up on what I'm putting out there energetically. Because I was like, Marcus and I need to be doing something weekly. Like just
this is the first time and I'm like really, I'm really digging the resonance. So hey, I have a question for you. I know we've got about like 10 minutes left, right?
No, I think we still have quite a bit of time.
Okay, great. Because I wanted to show the listeners and I wanted to show you a little bit too, some of the other ways we can work, right? Because, you know, on one hand, we have just the power of sound. We have just the power of sound. Actually, you know what? Yeah. Let me do it. I'm going to put a bit of music on. Oh, 15 minutes. And I'm going to, let's see if we can set you guys up. So I'm going to play a little bit of music that I have queued up here. So let's put a little beat here. All right. A little jazz beat. Okay. And so when it comes to speaking and finding the magic in our message, so often it's like especially when it comes to improvising, you know, it's like some people write out their speeches, some people flow, and like, how do those people do it when they flow, you know? So to keep our flow going, we need a little bit of a challenge, but we can just take away some of the other elements of like, I don't know what to say. So what we're going to do and what we're going to do is we're going to just use sound, which has no meaning, which is just energy, shape, direction. And we're just going to flow over this rhythm. I'll give you an example. You know, some people call it scat. Scat was the jazz name for like when people made sounds that sounded like jazz instruments, like the do ba beep ba do ba bip ba ba dee ba do dom bom bom. Okay, let's try that. If it's a little bit, that might be too much of a stretch. If it is, I'm gonna dial it back to a simpler exercise. Let me go first, and so you just choose one sound and just use the rhythm and kind of ride it. Be ba 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 do bom 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 ba. Ba-doo-doo, ba-doom, dum-da, ba, ba-doom, ba-doom. Let's pass it back and forth, okay? I'm going to pass it to you.
Fun. Okay. I'm going to close my eyes so I can feel more.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Am I going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Beep. Ba-doo, ba-doo. Ba-doom, ba-da-tee.
Oh
my God.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm actually forgetting the, like, what am I actually supposed to say? And my light language wants to come through.
Yeah, that's totally okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep going. Okay. How about this? Let's just take one sound and we're going to play with it. Just one sound. Okay. My sound is going to be ba, 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 boom, ba, 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 boom, boom, boom. All right, Roslyn, I'm going to pass it off to you. Here you go. Awesome. I'm going to take it back. Ba be dee doom boop ba ba doom. Biddy ba do ba da da boom biddy be boom boom a boom 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 a boom a boom a boom. Your turn.
Boom boom ba da ba da ba boom boom boom.
Yeah. Yeah, my turn. Boom. Hey, Roslyn, get ready. I'm going to pass it to you. Yes, yes. Okay, great. So good. So basically, the sound, we're taking away the meaning, but we're leaning into the more primal expression of there's a direction, there's energy, there's intensity, there's subtlety, there's emotion. It helps us connect to our emotion. Okay, so we're gonna take that, and now we're going to.
I feel like I don't know how to speak all of a sudden. Like my normally, like I like to roll. I like to do lots of rolling. So perhaps I'm gonna do more rolling because I'm just like my B's are turning into P's.
Okay, but you're just doing great, by the way. I'm just like I'm loving.
Sure, people are laughing. I hope you guys are laughing with us.
Okay, so check out this next, because I know we're going to our tail end, so I want to see if I can squeeze this in. So now we have, on one hand, we have just the energy of sound. There's no meaning. There's no, it frees us up, right? And on another level, we have the power of words, the power of our words. Words have images. They connect to memories. They connect to symbols, right? And they help to create vision in our mind. We can identify. I love your cup, by the way. And so what we're going to do, Roslyn, is we're going to bridge these two worlds. Now, I'm going to show you what I mean. So I'm going to go. I would just demonstrate first. Potato. My navel. A tree. A baby sleeping. Sunshine. And it might seem like I'm rhyming, or it might seem like these words are unrelated, but what I'm telling you is we're waking up our creative web of associations, and we're accessing like the greater canvas of our subconscious. So even
this,
if
it's amazing,
this is cool stuff, right? Okay, give it a try. I'll go first. I'm gonna pass it off to you.
Can I just say, because I bet you someone else has this thought, because it's what I'm thinking, when you started doing it and you started rhyming, my ego kicks in. I was like, shit, I have to rhyme now. So, but what I'm hearing you say is, no, like, that's not the point of
that. Yeah, that's not the point. That happens naturally, yeah. And we can go that way. Main thing is just sound and then find a word. Sound, find a word. And the bit more of this kind of, it drops in and arrives, just be surprised. Even if it's like the ego is going to say, oh, that's dumb, or oh, I already said that already, or that's too easy. But see you and keep pulling out the words.
Let go of all of that. Let go.
Yeah. You got to struggle through that a little bit. Okay. I'm going to go first.
Okay. Because my throat chakra keeps being like, oh, lumpy. I'm like, no, it's okay. You are safe, Roz. We are safe to experiment. We are safe to play. All right, here we go.
Okay, you're awesome. Okay, here we go. Badu ba badap my hand. Dee da ba badap Lincoln Cadillac. Adam ba badap Kuan Yin. A duke did da bo badup a coyote. A bo badap go badap snowfall. Boom ba da ba open sky. Hey, Roz, I'm gonna pass it to you.
Boom ba. But drumsticks, laughter, robot. Beep, pop, boop, beep, boop, lighter, bloop, beep. Cloud.
Beautiful. We're gonna build up that momentum. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna pass it back to you. Okay.
Dap,
that's a Buddha. Dap, mozzarella. Goop, gap, doop, a light bulb. Dig, dap, taco time. Doop, dap, made in China. Dap, Apple computers. Okay, your turn.
Oh, my kid's gonna love you because you said taco time. Okay. Beep, boop,
boop, boop, boop, Wonder Woman, mop, flop, bleep, beep, beep, Batman, boop, boop, bleep, 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 magic, bleep, bleep, boop, 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 rainbow.
Yes, yes, perfect. Okay, I'm gonna see if you just make a little use this window to make a messaging point. So it may seem like that we're just using random words, but actually, because we're getting into our flow state, what happens is, you know, this smaller part of our brain, 5 to 10-15% of our brain mass, our cerebral cortex, we're bypassing our cerebral cortex, and we're no longer planning anymore. And what that allows us to use is the rest of our brain, you know, the rest of that mass, the 80, 85%, 90%, and we're now connecting to our feelings, our past emotions, our dreams, our hopes, the images that we have, our dreams. And it seems like random, but now we're starting to make connections between them, and you know, and that's where the genius starts coming out, when you hear those speakers and you're like, whoa, they're just like giving such a potent talk, right? And so we're gonna see if we can put it together. We're going to use a simple prompt. We're going to go back to the language, and the simple prompt is just going to help us just speak freely. So I'm going to say, how about this very simple prompt? It's going to be every day. Okay. So I'll go first. And I'll come back to it. So sometimes, I'll keep riding the wave, and other times I'm going to use every day like a little push off. Okay. We've got 5 minutes. Okay. Okay. Every day I wake up, I feel grateful for my dog, who's my companion. And every day I'm able to see a little more clearly if I can learn to love what is right here for me, instead of yearning for something else that I don't have. That every day I realized more and more how blessed I truly am. Okay, so we're feeling the time crunch, but I wanted you to try.
I feel that. To pick up where you left off. Every day, I wake up feeling grateful. I wake up in relationship to me. I wake up and say, hello, good morning, Rosalyn. And I breathe in love to myself. And then every day I take myself to the Akashic Records and I connect in with my guides. Every day I receive messages of higher guidance, of how I can be most service. Every day I feel love and light and grateful, and my own edges of possibility. And I open to possibilities of human potential, my own medicine and magic. And I feel bold and shine bright. I give for others permission to do and be the same.
Oh my God, we are just getting started. Can you feel that, Roz?
Yeah, like I can see, like, there was such a beautiful warm up, and now I feel like I'm dropped in. Now, I also recognize, like, automatically, like, it's just, woo, here we are. It's easier for me to channel words because I've been doing that forever. French was for me, it was to make things that, even though I speak light language and not words, you know what I mean? Like, not human, I mean, not English language. Stretch, it felt like more of a stretch of bebop, boop, and then say,
right.
Like,
right. It took you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that was that's actually what took me out of my comfort zone. Like, gosh, Marcus makes this look easy. I know that, you know, you've been doing this for many years. And it's interesting how, for like, what I'm really getting is, for some people that might be, as beginners, really easy to do that bebop. Like, that's hard for me. And it's so beautiful. You and I were talking about being white belts again as martial artists. We both are, again, you know, and it's so humbling. It's so humbling to be a beginner again. And I feel so grateful for you to allow me to just create that safe space to be a beginner, and that way I can just really tap into that flow. So Oh my gosh, Marcus, I feel like let's put it out there, we're going to do something regularly in our communities. I feel like this is powerful, right? Like, we didn't talk about this, and I thought about it. I'm like, I'm gonna talk to Marcus about this after, and like you just said it. I'm like, yeah, we need
totally. Well, you know, funny thing, Rosalind, in this particular process, I had it in my mind about a year ago, to know, as I was developing it, and the fact that we're here right now sharing it on TV is pretty freaking cool.
Amazing. So we do need to wrap this up. Thank you so much, my loves. We would love to know, how was this process for you? I hope you played along with us. I hope it tapped into your potential, your next level. And please do go connect with Marcus. Like I said, he's got higher calling.music.com and all the you can connect with him on social media in the show notes. So love it.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Rosalind. It was such a blessing, and it was fun as hell.
I know, this was so much fun. Now I'm like elated and expanded even more to that next level for the rest of my day. Thank you. So good.